rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Jaunty.
There you go.
That's great.
So we're kind of 80s movie-esque.
I mean, that would have gone quite well with last week's pie charts, but hey, look, we can't go back in time and fix that now.
Are those pie charts still available though?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Do you do them digital pie on Excel or like some sort of Google Docs program?
To be honest, I farmed them out and someone else did them.
Okay.
So all the credit that I took last week was misplaced.
These are
did I voluntarily redirect that credit?
No, it doesn't change my joy for looking at like a pastel pie chart. It's nice. Nobody's fault who chose the colour or whatever.
It's a great way to get an idea of the percentage in a visual.
It is,
form.
Isn't it? Like it's an almost would you say infographic representation.
I love a good circle.
We're talking about New Zealand's viewing habits as surveyed by Flicks.
Thank you.
Represented in pie charts. Great sum up there.
Cool.
This
is the part of the show where we must have ended on a cliffhanger last week.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like previously on Flicks and That.
What the fuck?
Murdoch, I'll get you. No, you won't. But today I'm going to be talking about a film that listeners will have heard advertised maybe a little bit on the airwaves over the past week or so. I've received no money from that ad campaign. I'm just going to front load this review saying that
we've got tickets.
There's been I've got no payola from this, nor would I accept any payola.
Should we be getting paid? How does this work? What's going on?
Yeah, well, look, let's just go straight into the good review of Bill and Ted Face the Music. I was super skeptical of this film. Well, went through a number of very contradictory emotions. Holy shit, it's so good this thing's finally happening. Okay, this photo of them looks... they're old and that's kind of weird, but they are old, so that's okay. Then the first trailer came out and I kind of had a sinking feeling of something's just kind of clunky and not right about this.
I forgot about the telephone booth and then I realised it's kind of TARDIS-y.
It is a bit TARDIS-y. And look, to be fair, maybe some younger listeners will be sitting there going, what's a phone booth?
Yeah, I guess there are still a few kicking around, actually. There's one in Grafton there, if you need it.
Yeah, I think the few that I'm aware of kind of seem to be in locations that have a few, like, shoes over the
lines. Is there one
lines.
In Parnell? Is there a red one in Parnell? On Parnell Road? Parnell Rise?
Oh, look,
this game sucks
wrong
so much.
Wrong demographic here, mate, sorry.
worst game ever.
But as you have already heard, I quite like this movie. What normally happens with these films, it's been almost 30 years since the last Bill and Ted's movie, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Holy crap.
And normally what seems to be happening is when, like, the skeleton of a piece of IP that fans love gets dug up after that much time, the results are pretty average. You know, the whole movie business is motivated by money, but those ones seem just motivated by, let's just remind people of what that last thing was like. And then they can sit in a movie theater and they can remember the good feelings that they had watching the original one. And then go home and feel like they've seen something new, but not
get on
really.
eBay and start collecting toys, kind of thing.
There we go, just buy some phone booths. And while this one definitely trades on the fact that you do love the characters, it doesn't feel like... it feels like a natural installment, a natural third installment in the series of films, as opposed to kind of nudging you in the ribs every now and again. Remember when this thing happened? Remember this guy? Chiefly, what makes it so great, though, is that Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves... completely invested in bringing these characters back to life. And they're just so much fun to watch, particularly Alex Winter, who, you know, his stock and trade now is as a documentary maker.
I didn't know.
Like, okay. He's made documentaries on one has just started, just premiered recently, about showbiz kids that grow up in the spotlight, and maybe kind of goes towards some of the mistreatment of kids in Hollywood as
that's
well.
That's a weird scene.
And then he's made docos on the Panama Papers, on the dark web and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's actually acted for quite a long time since that kind of run of Bill and Ted and Lost Boys and his own movie Freaked.
Is anyone cracking up in the cinema or what, man? Just tell us.
Well, I mean, it was a bit, to be honest, the cinemas have been a little bit empty still. And
are you not allowed to laugh? Is that part of
No, you're allowed to laugh.
Level 2
but
can't
it's
laugh.
Socially distanced. And I did go to... I did go to the earliest screening of the day. So, like, 10... What I've learned is 10:50 a.m. on a weekday is not necessarily the busiest session for a Bill and Ted screening.
That's my zone, actually. Have you ever been in a theatre and someone's busted out like a massive whistle?
No.
Just out of appreciation for a moment?
No, not a whistle as such.
I feel like that's something you'd see in the movies, like in a movie.
Yeah.
Weird, eh?
Like, you remember when Seinfeld went to the movies? Those were always quite good.
Ah, yes.
Angry people in movies. I am that person. Just to wrap up Face the Music. So they're a middle-aged Bill and Ted. They haven't followed through on what their destiny was supposed to be, which was to write the song that unites humanity. So they're kind of still trying. They've spent their time soaking up all this different kind of music. And the film opens, like, within a few minutes. They're doing this performance, which shows what happens if you've spent, you know, 30 years trying to soak up everything. It's got an absurdly long title. They cram in an absurd amount of instruments. And the people that they're playing it to, at a wedding no less, are just kind of like, they've clearly just been putting up with these dudes for 30 years trying all sorts of stuff. They have managed to raise a couple of pretty smart daughters, though, and they've also, like, soaked up all this music. So the film follows Bill and Ted as they decide, okay, the way to solve this problem of needing to quickly come up with a song is to steal it off their future selves. Mm. That sets up a heap of different scenes as they progressively go further and further forward in time, encountering themselves in the future. Spoiler alert, they're kind of dicks. And so that's where a lot of the humor of the film comes from. Meanwhile, the daughters go, how can we help? We'll put a band together of historical figures. That's kind of the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure nod. I really enjoyed it, except the song that they come up with that unites the world.
I was going to ask about the actual track.
Shit.
Yeah, is it like Eurovision?
It's like Millennial Whoop, kind of Mumford-y. Mm, like that kind of like the swelling chorus.
Are they playing kick drum with their foot?
The band's okay.
Okay.
And there's some solo riffs, but the song
someone's playing the drums
like,
by itself.
I see. It's a bit.
Is there a drummer like by themselves playing the drums?
You mean a drummer?
Yeah.
There is a drummer.
Okay, great. But the drummer hasn't got hands occupied to do other things. It's playing the drums.
Oh, no, they're fantastic. Sticks and kicks.
That's all. Okay, man.
I've heard exactly the same review from someone on a separate occasion. Completely separate occasion. Alex Winter is great. The movie on the whole is good, but the song that saves humanity is rubbish.
And Keanu Reeves is a great guy.
This is true. All these things are true. Also, the film doesn't really have an ending. It just ends really abruptly. But what's good about that is...
I was wondering if you're going to ruin the ending. Thanks.
I'm not saying what happens. I'm just saying it happens quickly. If you are watching Bill and Ted, do stick around until the end of the credits, though, because there's like another couple of minutes there. But what this film doesn't do, thank goodness for this, is set up another film.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there's daughters introduced as characters, but, and you know, potentially someone might go, this film's done well, let's make another one. Doesn't go, hey, here's a cliffhanger ending so that the next film starts with last week on Flicks and that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I enjoyed it.
Anyone keen to go? We've got a double pass.
Oh, well put.
5395, you can text on in or give us a call.
I want to go, so if you don't, get in touch. It's totally fine as well.
It's two good reviews now from reliable sources.
Look at that.
Hit the sting.
Thank you, Steve.
Is there something else?
I reckon we're good. I reckon we're good.
Shit.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.